10.2. Listening 2. Interruptions and digressions.
So, as I was saying, because the staff of both companies already speak excellent English and have already had intensive courses about British culture, they only need to learn about our bank and our products and services. Consequently, training costs would be very low.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the cost of laying off all our call centre staff in Britain.
Susan, you didn't let Alice finish.
Thank you. I'd like to add that I was easily able to find out that the starting salary for call centre staff in both cities is about 8,000 rupees a month, although the average salary is about 10,000 rupees, which is about $220. So I think that both quotes we've had are rather high, and we can easily negotiate with the companies concerned.
Well, I'm not at all convinced it's a good thing to have our customers' phone calls answered by people who work for a subcontractor rather than by bank staff. I think a lot of people feel this way, and this could give us a lot of bad publicity. I also think that we really...
Sorry, Susan, but that's not the question we're considering today. We're talking about the financial implications of contracting out our telephone operations. Does anyone have anything else to add on this topic?
No.
Well, Alice, can I just summarise the main points you've made?